there's a lot of younger people that are doing things like that, and I just think it's fascinating, and I wonder, I think they're teachers, you know, to show.
Well, what they are mostly is teachers of resistance.
Right. Okay, that's good, yeah. I knew they were teachers of something.
In other words, they've put their boat in the stream and they're unhappy about where it is and they're taking action to try to compensate. Where if they were reaching for downstream thoughts, they would come into alignment and whatever they want would come to be,
right?
You see.
Oh, that's good.
There
yeah.
are so many that feel confused about sexual orientation, and it isn't really about that subject at all. It's about misaligned energy that's playing out in that way. You see,
right.
You are born knowing who you are. And when you come into alignment with that vibration, then everything lines up for you.
Right, right. One little other thing I wanted to ask, and that is I had pre-paved to have an early, easy menopause, and that's been going really great. And it's so nice to not join the larger selection of women who don't enjoy menopause. And I just wanted to ask about hot flashes. I hardly ever have them, and I do have them, and they don't really bother me that much, but it's made me curious, like, is that a generic women who have hot flashes are having the same type of resistance, or is it very individual? When I have a hot flash, it will be different than somebody else's.
Well, everybody has an experience that is uniquely theirs. Hot flashes are, as people compare the symptoms of them, it is accurate to acknowledge that it is a similar experience right. in most cases for those who are having them. And like everything, we want to say to you that when you realize that your attitude toward the condition is so much more about how it plays out than the condition itself. In the same way, we've talked about physical discomfort or even physical pain, which a hot flash would not be as severe as that. It could be unpleasant or uncomfortable, but let's talk about something as strong as a physical pain. And we say that what that physical pain is your indication that there is an energy moving that you're not moving along with. Now, we've got to tell you that a hot flash falls in that same category
right.
because there is a rhythm of the body that for some reason you're not going along with. And when you think about all of the mental ramifications that have to do with that, like aging or getting old or losing youth or right. losing fertility or whatever it is, there is a lot of resistance usually at the vibrational root of all of that. So in the same way that we say to people who are having physical discomfort, if you could relax into the pain, don't fight against it, accept it for what it is and appreciate it as an indication of that it's giving you information and relax into it, feel the significant difference. You can actually, in the midst of pain, find relief and begin to turn downstream. And so we would encourage the same sort of thing in the hot flash. We would put a symptom called hot flash in exactly the same category that we would put any physical discomfort or pain. It is more exaggerated in someone not going with stream. And that's another 3 or 4 days worth of conversation about all of the reasons that someone under those
right.
conditions might be going upstream.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you.
A vibrational being would not have to experience the physical anomalies of either male or female physical bodies. In other words, you can transport yourself above all of that. You can be physical beings, or you can be vibrational beings, or you can be physical beings with vibrational understanding. And the more you give your attention to your vibrational nature, the fewer of those physical anomalies will be your experience. In the same way that you do not lie in your bed at night and worry about keeping your blood pumping. You don't worry. You don't wake each other up and say, all right, I'm standing by. I'll make sure you're breathing all night. And then you can stand by and make sure that I'm breathing all night tomorrow night. In other words, you accept the intelligence of your physical apparatus. And the intelligence of your physical apparatus is guided from that non-physical basis or root. And much, much more of your physical beingness could be guided from that knowing of non-physical if it it were not for the resistance that you've picked up along your physical trail. So the happier you get, the more your body will be being managed. It still always is, but it will be less hindered by your contradictory thoughts, and you will allow the management from broader perspective to be more pervasive, and you will thrive far beyond those who are not understanding this information. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. There is great love here for you. We are complete.